Generation Z does not ascribe to labels. They are a hodgepodge and a mix of many, many things. And that is very different from all different cohorts. And that is very different when you're trying to reach them or understand them, because in our current society and the way that we do business, we try and put labels on everyone and define them. All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right.
You're listening to the Tomorrow Today podcast with Kyle Kaplanis.
Don't FOMO out. That's the biggest mistake in this space right now, FOMO.
And Duke McKenzie.
That's just crazy, right?
It's like insane. It's like
conversations with thought leaders, experts, influencers, culture shapers, discussing all things innovative, groundbreaking creative developments evolving digital markets. The podcast for those who are curious about what is next. Social media, Web3, NFTs, the metaverse, all the things you need to know about to start planning tomorrow's success today.
Welcome to Tomorrow Today podcast. I am your host, Duke McKenzie. Now, my co-host, Kyle Kaplanis, who is here with me every single week, is not here with me today. And it's not because he left me. It's because I think Kyle is speaking somewhere, probably in Nashville, because Kyle is a Gen Z expert, a Web3 expert. So guess what? You just have me today. What sparked this episode is I want to talk about how Gen Z is different from all other cohorts. So extremely different from Gen X, completely different from millennials. They're the largest cohort and they're taking over. Let me just put a little context. Now, I am not an expert in Generation Z. I am not an expert. I happen to be around a lot of members of Generation Z because of the nature of my job. I work with a lot of born on TikTok creators. All of them, I believe, are Generation Z that I get the pleasure of working with. I have two children. My daughter's 15 and my son is 14 years old. So they're members of Generation Z. So I'm surrounded by Gen Z. Generation Z does not ascribe to labels. They are a hodgepodge and a mix of many, many things. And that is very different from all different cohorts. And that is very different when you're trying to reach them or understand them, because in our current society and the way that we do business and everything like that, we try and put labels on everyone and define them. And that doesn't work for Generation Z, who is the largest cohort in the world right now, the largest cohort in North America. So typically, when we get an RFP or something, you'll say, oh, we want to reach gamers. Oh, we want to reach people who are interested in dance. Oh, we want to reach 16 to 24-year-olds who are athletes. And the thing is with Generation Z, they don't view themselves as in, I am a gamer per se. Yes, they may game, or I'm a this or I'm a that. They view themselves as a combination of many different things. And the best way, an example to see that is K-pop. I took my daughter to K-pop LA and we went, and she normally doesn't want to hang out with me, even though I'm a fan of old school hip hop, grew up on the Wu-Tang Clan and all that type of stuff. But anytime my daughter asks me anywhere, or any of my kids, actually, I jump at the chance because I am not their first hangout partner and I am not very cool. So I jumped at the chance to hang out with Liliana and went to the K-pop concert. I know that she is a big fan of K-pop. I'm aware of K-pop. I'm aware of BTS like everybody else, but I've never actually been to an event, and I found the event fascinating when I went in there. Here's what it was like. It was down at the Crypto Arena in downtown Los Angeles. Basically, what KCON is, if you're not familiar, it's a festival during the daytime where K-pop fans can go and meet all their favorite artists. And in the evening, it's topped off by a concert with, in this case, 10 different K-pop bands perform. Now, the interesting thing about K-pop bands, if you're not familiar, and what I find fascinating about it, because I actually had a pretty good time, but I was surprised. Two things is, number one, the background music of the bands that they were performing, so this is not all K-pop or whatever, the bands that were performing, the music and everything had sort of a hip hop, Americana type of vibe to it. One song that I was listening to was Listen to My Beatbox and whatever. It reminded me of an artist I used to like called Heavy D and New Jack Swing and Teddy Riley. And it had that type of vibe to it. It's like a 90s hip hop, New Jack Swing vibe. And then you mix the hip hop in with the pop, and then you mix in some Americana, and you mix in all the Korean influence because most of the language was in Korean. And that's what you got was K-pop. And what was fascinating about the whole thing, and this goes back to my thing about how Gen Z is many different things, is if you take a look at and you watch the crowd was mostly Gen Z and parents like me taking their kids and everything there. And it was everybody, all different races, all different cultures, all different types. And they were watching this hip hop Americana inspired music on stage. A lot of the K-pop groups that I watched looked like I was watching Wu-Tang Clan. They had like 10 different members on stage, each representing something else, each having a different type of style, switching music genres, going into more hip hop inspired and pop inspired. When I left there, and one of the things I told my daughter is that K-pop seems to really exemplify a good example of what Gen Z is, because all of those people there that say, oh, I'm a K-pop fan, K-pop seems to capture the hearts of Gen Z. It's all of these things mixed together. It's a bit of dance. It's a bit of hip-hop. It's a bit of pop. It's a bit of different styles. It's a bit of all these different cultures all merged together. When you go into me and look, I enjoyed it, but it looked a little bit odd because I'm like, what is this? Is this a hip-hop concert, or is this a this, or is this a that? Trying to put a label on it, where if you look at the fans and you look at Gen Z and you look at my daughter, there was no label. Oh, this is K-pop. This is what I like. I love K-pop, and I'm also a volleyball player, and I'm also an artist. That's how my daughter perceives herself. And it's not weird. And it was the first concert that I've been to that actually started on time. All the bands came in, did 3 or 4 songs. It was actually quite entertaining. The dancing was excellent. Everything was excellent. But the key takeaway from that for myself is that I need to keep on reminding myself, and I get reminded every day when I work with some of the talent that we work with, and when we talk to members of Gen Z and when we talk to brands, is that the biggest takeaway is when you are trying to reach the largest cohort, which is the future, because the oldest members of Gen Z now, I think, are turning 22, 23. They're starting to get their first apartments. They're starting to make adult decisions and all of those things with traditional labels and traditional cohorts. That's a big, big, big mistake. Because they don't view themselves that way. They view themselves as a fusion of things. They don't view themselves as one thing. And their perception of themselves is very fluid. Just like at KCON, I'm watching and I'm like, wow, this is all one thing under K-pop, but it's a bunch of many things put together, taken from many different parts of the world and different cultures with a Korean flair, because it was invented in Korea. And all put together, and that makes a product that translates across the entire world and translated so far with this audience of a full crypto arena in downtown Los Angeles. I found that fascinating. And I've told everybody on this podcast and everything is that the reason why Kyle and I started this and why we're doing it is I'm in a major, major, major season of learning right now, a season of learning. I feel like I'm back in school. I'm 46 and fresh, but every day I'm learning new things from the creators that I work with and from being exposed to Generation Z, from my kids and everything. If you are trying to reach consumers and Gen Z, it's going to continue, right? Right now, they're young. The oldest is 24, but they're going to be in their mid-30s and 40s. They're going to be buying houses. They're going to be doing all of these things, right? This cohort will follow all the trails and the life cycles and have kids and all of that type of stuff. And the biggest takeaway when reaching them that I was reminded this weekend at a K-pop concert with my daughter was that they do not identify as one thing. Their identity is a mishmash and a merge of many things, and that will change the way that marketers have to reach them and rethink of how we do things for them. I'm going to leave it right there. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Tomorrow Today podcast. Please subscribe. Please leave a rating. Love that you're listening. I'm Duke McKenzie, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Tomorrow Today podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow us on social media at Project Z Talent. That's PRJTZ Talent. And stay tuned next week for more of the Tomorrow Today podcast, because shaping your tomorrow starts today.